This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and this is our weekly coaches update with Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Now 2-1 on the season after Saturday's 27-0 win over Maritime in New York, Throgs Neck, New York. And now that's the long intro, coach. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Well, let me have you have a general assessment of Saturday's win down in New York.
Yeah, I think overall, it's always good to win on the road in our first road game of the year, where you have, you know, travel and distance and hotels and food, and you don't have to make travel rosters and special team substitutions and who's going not, stuff like that. So obviously, being home the first 2 weeks makes that transition a little easier. So now, no matter who you play, being road tested early on and playing a tough team down in New York, so it was good to come out of there with a win.
Now, tell us more about the team and the matchup. We talked a bit about this last week. This is a very good program, Maritime, down in New York, right?
Yeah, very. I mean, they went to the playoffs, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, won their conference. Mickey's done a great job down there as the coach. I mean, you know, like, those are the games where it's not a schematic thing. It's kind of a toughness thing. And you know, their players fought hard, fought tough. You know, they're there for a reason, the Maritime. And, you know, they're not just from the area. They're from Louisiana and Florida and Texas and New England and stuff like that. So, you know, well-coached team, and they played hard.
Well, let's just jump back and have you talk about the defense, a shutout on Saturday against them. So how about a general observation on the team's defense last week, your second shutout of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think the way we coach here is, you know, we have standards, and even though it was a shutout and even though it was a win, you know, there's still stuff that we could have done better. But defensively, they did a very good job at a key fourth down stop. They tried a fake punt, which we stopped as well. So I think those things were good. You know, Coach Pop continues, does a great job with those guys, and we were able to play, you know, again, like 8 or 9 defensive linemen substituting and things like that. But, you know, They were rallying to the ball at times, and, you know, I think we challenged them at halftime, and they answered the bell.
Now, Jackson D'Angelo out of North Reading and Bridgeton Academy had 10 tackles. Maybe tell me more about his game on Saturday.
Jackson is, you know, defensively, he has so much passion for the game. I mean, we all care, but he cares so much from Tuesday's practice to Saturday's game. I mean, he's intense 24/7. He probably watches the most film of anybody on the team. What we ask him to do in certain situations and different lineups is, you know, obviously him being, you know, a senior definitely helped out with that. But he's, you know, even the backside of plays pursuing, you know, he rallies, he's tough. You know, I think, and the kids respect him for that.
I want to flip over to offense. You got a couple of touchdowns early. Your first touchdowns from Anthony Caggielli of Pelham, New Hampshire. I know I mispronounced his name, but there's a name we haven't talked about, I don't think, this year. So tell me more about him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first we return the opening kickoff to the 1 yard line. So, you know, we get the ball at the one, and, you know, Caggielli, you know, you had to run in from the 1 yard line, which definitely helps. But, you know, AJ's been, he's been here for the, you know, going through some injuries and stuff like that, but he's battled through some over his years, and he's one of the, you know, tougher guys in offense and one of our leaders, and, you know, happy to see him get in the end zone twice there, and, you know, expect, you know, good things from him going forward the rest of the season.
You know, one thing we have talked about is special teams, but you mentioned one note out of the special teams, but there were several real highlights for you guys last week on special teams.
Yeah, the one highlight that you're not going to see is the wind factor. I mean, their field is literally right below the Throgs Neck Bridge, you know, by the White Zone. It's on water. It's like a private island in some respects. You know, because we pulled up there. Our parents are unbelievable. They were right there, you know, lined up right when we pulled into their campus. But with the wind, I mean, we probably spend more time during warm-ups as coaches figuring out coin tosses and wind factors versus some other things. And I thought, you know, Ryan Smith, you know, hit a couple field goals. Bill, so his kickoffs going to the wind were great. And, you know, Shane Howard had a couple good punt returns. One got called back for a penalty. Brett Fox continues to just, you know, Brett, he does a great job there pinning the ball. I mean, excuse me, Quentin Fox pinning the ball there. And then, you know, obviously, you know, Jake Trahan, you know, they kind of kicked it short, and he's the fullback and caught it, and he went all the way down to the 1 yard line. So obviously the players were joking with him about getting an extra yard. But, you know, we talk about the time a special team is going to win or lose two or three games a year. So I think that's a big factor.
You know, Paul, I was thinking of asking you about the weather with Lee, the hurricane moving up the Atlantic coast last weekend. A weather question. I decided not to, but you just mentioned the weather and the wind factor. So that was it, the wind factor, right, for you guys in New York. Not so much the rain, right?
No, there's no rain. I mean, both teams playing it. The wind was. I think the hurricane we lucked out stayed a little bit more.
Yeah,
probably more here, you know, at home than it was down there in New York. But I think hurricane's always going to be windy there. But I think. You know, they played well, and we threw the ball well into the wind, which was good.
And you also, Ryan Smith hit a couple of field goals for you in the game last week, too.
He did, yeah. He hit a 28-yarder and a 38-yarder. So, and both of them, actually all of his field goals or attempts were into the wind.
All right. So anything else, Paul, you want to talk about the Saturday win before we go to Friday's game?
No, we moved on to a shorter week.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys are home Friday night, a rare Friday night game. And maybe tell us about Harden Simmons. Now, we talk about, you know, Paul, before I do that, can you tell me about your schedule and how you've, you know, kind of strengthened it up a bit in the last couple of years? And you've got some nationally ranked teams on your schedule. So what's the thinking of that from the coach's point of view?
Yes, you know, we played Ithaca 2 weeks ago, and they were nationally ranked 10 in preseason. I think they're 15 or 18 now. And then we picked up Harden Simmons from Texas, who is now number 5 in the nation. You know, both teams are playoff teams. I think the reason is we're trying to, you know, expand the brand here. It's not just, you know, local schools or nothing, you know, bad or for those reasons. It's just more of, let's get us more of a national recognition, whether, you know, winning or losing. And I think it's for the kids, you know, these are young men, Division III players that aren't on scholarship, and for them to play teams from upstate New York or Texas, or 2 years ago down to Washington, D.C., and the next year at the go out to Texas, I think it's going to be a challenge and a test playing a top level team. But at the same time, I think it's to have a number 5 team in the country who has a great history, who's been in the playoffs many, many times, to come here is, I think, should be, you know, great for the area and great for the campus.
No, absolutely. And so tell me about Harden Simmons. What can you tell us about, what do you know about this team this season?
They're 2-0. They actually beat Wisconsin, Lacrosse, who was, I believe, 11th in the country the second week of the season. They had a bye this past week, so they only have 2 games and they have a bye. So I'm sure a lot of fresher legs coming from Texas up here to the North Shore of Massachusetts. But very good team, very well coached. Coach Burleson does a great job. You know, just speak with him a few times to try to get this game. You know, it's, you know, been a pleasure speaking with him. And, you know, they got a great quarterback that can run. They got a great defense, very stout, very physical. So it'll be a good test for us.
So as your focus in a shorter week this week on in practices, what might that focus be?
You know, I think every week we try to focus on ourselves. At the same time as the opponent, you know, what can we do better as coaches? What can we do better as players? You know, whatever our own tendency is, as well as the opponent. So I think it's more the shorter week. It's how do we get the team to, you know, take care of those bumps and bruises and try to play a day earlier.
Got it. Paul, thanks so much for your time, and we will talk again soon.
Of course, yeah. Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Yep. Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.